T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
According to leaked emails, Democratic lawmakers and the governor, who will have on the radio for an hour on Thursday to take their calls, were planning to meet Tuesday night in Westport to spur support for their most recent unpopular toll plan. And this came out yesterday because of the House Republican leader, our next guest, Themis Claridis. And it seems like this is not going to take place. Madam Leader, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And you too.
Happy New Year. Hope you had good holidays. So this meeting now is not taking place. What blew it up?
You know, that's a good question. We just became aware of it, as you guys did, that there was an email sent by a group in Westport, and it got leaked. I mean, I don't, this stuff happens, right? I mean, it shouldn't be a surprise that there was an email sent to, I don't know, tens of people, and nobody else would find out about it. And you read it. It said there's a meeting, a transportation meeting, to try and sell the governor's tolls plan. Don't tell anybody. Don't post it.
Well,
and it went on and on and on. And obviously people got wind of it. And I think, and then the governor immediately denied that he was going to be at the meeting, or he had committed.
Yeah.
And that it was not official. And you heard the governor's office explain that it was, you know, talked about, but it wasn't committed to, and on and on and on. And
then, okay.
Yada, 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 as Seinfeld would say, the meeting was canceled.
If you, Clevis, if you wanted to have a top secret meeting, I mean, would you necessarily have to go to an undisclosed location somewhere, or could you, in fact, just meet at the Capitol and keep the doors closed?
No, nothing at the Capitol is top secret.
Okay.
Number one.
Okay,
I mean, it wasn't supposed to be a meeting per se. I mean, I just read what the email said, you know, so I don't know really any more about the secrecy of it or the information. But if you remember a few months back when the governor unveiled his Connecticut 2030, this was the, I know it's hard for us to keep track of all the toll proposals we've had, but this was the one before the latest trucks only one. So this was the one that had cars in it.
Right.
It was in the late fall. And he specifically said that he will be going throughout the state and having public hearings. Okay, that's very fair and reasonable if there is a proposal that you would like to push. You want to bring it to the public, and you want to be able to answer the questions and explain why you think it's good for the state. Nobody has a problem with that. I mean, that's how these things should go.
Sure.
So, but public hearing means public. It's not a in the dark of night email that says, don't tell anybody. We just want the people that support us there. And that's the main problem here. I don't care that I don't support this tolls proposal. That's all our prerogative. Some people support it. Some people don't. Obviously, less people support it than do. The problem is trust. The problem is people have lost trust in the state, whether it be the governor saying their tolls proposal would only have trucks when he first ran. The next thing you know, it was 50 tolls on every car that would be on the road, and then it's changed time after time after time. And whether it's this or the hospitals or conveyance tax or the governor holding Town Aid Road hostage and bonding for his toll proposal, the bottom line here is, see, the facts change, the subject matter changes, but the bottom line is people are doing things in secret, and the people in the state do not trust government. And they have every right to not trust.
But there's
something done in the dark of night like this just adds to that mistrust.
There's no way, though, they could go through this. I mean, ultimately, people do find out when the gantries go up. But, I mean, the fact of the matter is, well, I guess, surprise, surprise, we'll do it in the dark.
Attention.
Yeah, we'll do it overnight. You'll never know. But, I mean, the whole thing is, it's like, ultimately, it does have to come back to the people. And, you know, with an election in November, I just think they're resistant to doing anything, really.
I agree with you. And you know, based on what I saw in the email, it seemed that they wanted to do a public hearing, the pro-tolls people, but they wanted as little opposition there as possible. That's why they didn't want anybody to know. And listen, I get it, but that's not right. It doesn't make it right. You want to have people on both sides debating, just like we do when we debate on the floor of the House.
Right.
Or just like we do when we have an election and we debate. There's two people or 20 people, and there's different opinions, and you go back and forth. So to say, hey, guys, I have an idea.
Yeah.
Let's go to X place, and we'll sell our wares, in this case, pushing tolls, but we just won't tell anybody who's against us, so it'll all look great, and people will really be supportive.
Oh.
But don't you think, I mean, look.
That's what happened, and I don't really get it, but.
Everybody's going to see through that if that happens.
Yeah, I mean, really.
I mean,
well, yeah, because they found out, and then, but the worst part of it is, if they had, and I hate to say this, if they had a conversation with, say, 100 people, and just face-to-face, and nobody said anything, they may have been able to pull it off, I guess. But when you send out an email like that, it's almost guaranteed that other people that you don't want to see it
will see it.
Are going to see it.
Yeah.
So, and plus, it looks a little. Now, let's just imagine this whole thing. They pulled it off. Tuesday night, there's a meeting in Westport at the middle school, and everybody's there that was supposed to be there, claimed in the email, and there's not one anti-toll person. Do you think that anybody would have found that odd?
Well, of course, everybody. Look, people are sensitive to this now. And the idea that it's taken a full year and we're no closer to having tolls than we were when the governor was inaugurated just shows what the public sense is. Do you have a sense that they'll call a special session this month?
I know that they're caucusing this week, the Democrats. And obviously that will be a heated discussion, I would imagine. I don't know. It would seem unlikely to me.
Right. And then, as we've said, if it goes into the special...
It would seem unlikely to me.
Right, because...
But we go back to this one thing, Joe, and I can't repeat this enough times.
Yeah.
Every move that the administration, the governor's administration, and the House and Senate Democrats make it... just add to the lack of trust the people in the state have.
Right.
You want to have a conversation. Hey, this is what democracy is about, right? You have your opinion, I have mine, and we're able to talk about it and discuss it.
Yeah.
And we have to have these things publicly done. And so you can just add the theme trust to almost every issue that has occurred in the past several years. And you can just sit in the facts.
You know,
you don't have a meeting in the dark of night and swear people, pinky swear, basically, it was a pinky swear. Listen, don't tell anybody. Don't put it on social media.
Yeah, yeah.
Have the public hearing if you want to have it.
Yeah.
Do what the governor said. Go into your towns and have the meeting.
All right, but Thomas, let me ask you. Is this just basically a group? There's a group, by the way, I didn't know this. There's No Toll CT. We know those guys. But there's apparently a group, according to the Middletown Press, called Resisters. And apparently they're out of Westport. So, you know, you got this program. But were they just, you know, could you do this just simply to create strategies that you could then use to justify it? That being told.
I'm just confused at what you just said. Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, as much, there are, it's not like every single person is against tolls. The majority of people in the state are. But there's certainly people, as we've seen, that are for tolls. And they, you know, they're expressing their feelings. The problem is, if you read in that email, I think the significant part of that email, besides the whole secrecy of it, was that it said, legislators are putting their careers on the line for this. You need to come.
Well, not really.
Right.
Okay.
This will be... Go ahead. No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
So, I mean, Ray, to your point, yeah, if there are people that support this, there are not just that group. I think there are some other groups. Then they have every right, just as the anti-Trump people do, to go out there and explain their case.
Well, they don't have a website.
Did you notice the difference, though?
Yep.
The no-tolls people are very public.
Right.
They want everybody to know. They want everybody at the meetings. The anti-tolls people are doing it in secret.
Yeah. We got to run, Themis. We got traffic issues. We got to run. Thank you for the time.
Themis.
We appreciate
it.
Bye-bye.
By
the way, we will have the governor on in studio 8 to 9 on Thursday morning.
Have at it, kids.
He's going to take your calls.
Have at it.
You don't have to rip us for not asking the questions we want.
You go for it.
You call up and ask the questions.
Good deal.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.